Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
This looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. My name's Ravs and today I'm joined by Liz and Harry as always. How are we doing? Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, hello, 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 hello.
How are we all doing? We all good? We all happy? We all moving
yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Is
thank
anyone
you.
Hungover? I feel like I'm not getting much hungover energy today.
No.
I had the option to go out last night and I stayed in because I had to get up for an early meeting and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
What the hell?
Where's the real Ravs?
I know.
Who is this imposter?
I streamed and then I was like, you know what? Instead of going to the pub right now, I'm just going to chill. And
oh
I stayed
God.
In.
This is kind of that time of the year, right? Where it's getting colder.
Yeah.
It hasn't like, we haven't fully settled into like the proper winter drinking yet. And you're just kind of like, it is a bit grim outside. It might rain. It is a bit cold. Yeah, you know what? Fuck
yeah.
It. Why would I go out?
My hoodies and cloaks aren't cutting it right now. Like, I'm starting to feel a bit nippy when I'm out there, you know?
I do keep making the mistake of being like, it's still summer. And I just wear a t-shirt to the office. I'm like, I'm fucking freezing.
Yeah, it's grim.
Yeah, it sucks. How about you, Liz? What's going down?
Yeah, I had a single beer last night, a singular beer.
You're crazy.
I know, right? I went off the handle a bit. I think I should start drinking beer from now on because I think drinking beer stops me from getting wankered because I actually just dislike the taste so much that I drink it so slowly.
That's a good strap. Just drink
it's a good
that
strap
you hate.
That you hate the taste of. Why you even bothered to drink it? I had a single beer and I sat in the garden and I thought, oh, it's a lovely, it's a sunny day. And you're right. It was fucking freezing. It was really cold. I think it's now officially nighttime coat weather.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't sit outside without having like a nice a toasty coat on or like, you know, doubling
up. It is autumn. It feels autumn-y. Do you know what I mean? There's something in the air that feels autumnal now. It's happened.
It's crispy. It's
I
a bit
do
crispy,
like it.
You know?
I'm a big fan of autumn. It feels cozy.
Yeah. I like autumn. It's like
it's
not
times.
Too cold yet and it's still not too warm. Like it's the middle ground. Probably my favorite season.
I'm convinced that autumn lasts for like 2 weeks though, because before you know it, it will be freezing.
Yeah,
like,
and it'll be pissing down.
It'll be pissing it down. It'll be overcast. It'll be miserable. It'll be cold. Like autumn, when you think of autumn, you think of like sun beams through the like orange leaves and fresh, crispy mornings and like that. That is over so quickly.
I guess also this is the best bit of autumn because it's still like vaguely long days. Like the days aren't too short yet. So like, it's kind of nice and crisp in the evening, but like it's still sunny. Whereas as soon as it's like dark and it's cold, then it's just like, it's 7 o'clock, but it feels like it's midnight. Like, that's like the depressing bit.
Oh my God, miserable. Yeah. Like going into the office to stream on a Tuesday and I go in the morning and it's like, well, morning, it's like 11:30, half 10. And it's like, oh, it's nice outside. It's daylight. And then you come out and it's pitch black and it's just depressing.
It is crazy. I mean, Queen Square is quite pretty, I feel like, at nighttime with like the street lights and stuff. Like, it's not the worst place to come out to at night. You know what I mean? Like, we're not like coming out to like some back alley.
Crackden Row.
It's at least quite a picturesque little like nighttime square, but yeah, it's kind of depressing.
It's like when we used to do Pokemon. I'd get in at like 10 to 5 and it'd be like pitch black. It's like, this isn't working. My brain, I've got to work. And it's like, pitch black. It's like, doesn't make sense in my brain.
It is really weird. It's really weird. We've got some new Patreons. I mean, I'm mind blown. I think we're all taken back.
yeah.
Thank you so much.
We haven't even like figured out the tiers yet. We're still figuring that out. Yeah. We just were like, these are the free tiers, and people are already subbed up as crazy.
They're already jumping all over it, Ravs. They can't help themselves. I feel like
you forgot to turn off your email notifications. So oh, you I was got just emails for all of them.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it. Some of them sent us messages. I got emails about it. It's great. I have now turned it off. I'm sorry. You can't just use the Patreon to email me. But yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, I replied to a couple of them and we had a nice little chat. So it was great. Should we shout them out?
Let's shout out the lads.
Because we don't have tears at the moment. So I feel like the least we can do is thank them on the podcast, right? That feels appropriate. Mm. We've got Harris, who's got a doctoral degree tier. So thank you very much, Harris. Very generous.
Thank you.
We've got Jacob with a bachelor's degree tier. Thank you, Jacob. We've got Caleb with a doctoral degree tier. Thank you. And Joy P, which is just amazing. I love that in the middle of all of these like, real names. It's great. With a doctoral tier, thank you. Shane with the master's tier, thank you. Recon with the doctoral tier, thank you. And Cameron with the master's tier, thank you. And of course, our first and original
OG boy.
The OG Jensen. Boy, Jensen. Who I don't think sent a message in, but that's fine, Jensen. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you so much, everyone that's subbed already.
I'm just mind blown as anyone has subbed already. There's nothing there.
We've promised we'll do something at some point soon, probably.
Yeah, that's the promise that you're going to live and die on.
But yeah, thank you for supporting the podcast.
Yeah, and if you want to support it, which again, there is no onus to, you can go to patreon.com/zerodegrees and look at all of the lack of tiers we have. there's names for them, but nothing in them. So feel free to click on one of those and throw money at the podcast if you're enjoying it. Shall we do some questions?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Ready to get rocking. Should we do like one mystery roulette one at the end as well?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. That was pretty fun last time.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
The quality just varies so much if you do it though. It's so bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have picked out some refined, juicy, ripe questions, but we'll throw in one mystery grim question as well.
Yep. Sounds good. All right. Take us away.
All right. Okay. Question one. Hi, 0 Degrees. I've been catching up on the episodes during my commute, and I just got to the Furry Pizza Hotel episode, so thank you for that, I guess. You're very welcome. My question is, I recently discovered that my partner has a WikiFeet page, as she was previously a low-budget horror B-movie actress.
Mm.
I have asked her if she's okay with this, as randos are likely jacking off to them, and she says it doesn't bother her, but it does bother me. How do I get past the mental image, especially as she enjoys foot massages, but I find it difficult giving them now without imagining her toes dripping with spooge?
Oh my God.
Well, that's on you. That's a you problem, buddy.
Yeah. That's a you problem.
What the hell?
I guess just because we know that there are some mamas and papas that do listen to this podcast, we should probably explain what WikiFeet is. Lydia, why don't you explain?
Spooge just come if you don't know.
you know what? I can describe this so well because I actually have a page on WikiFeet.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh my God.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm not looking this up right now as we are talking.
It's not too bad. So I'd just like to clarify that this is not self-made. I did not make this WikiFeet for myself. And I've got no fucking clue who made it.
Are you endorsing this?
I feel like I currently am right now, but I don't encourage anyone to wank off to the side of my feet because that's just fucking weird. So basically, I'm on here. I've got 4 out of 5 stars. In brackets, There's a star rating. It says nice feet in bracket. I don't know why I don't have 5 out of 5. It does hurt.
I'm looking at them, Lydia. They are fours. They're fours.
Excuse you?
Sorry, I mean...
Excuse you? They're lovely. How fucking... Wait, hold a sec. I can actually see the writing stat. The rating stats. 2 people voted ugly. I'm sorry, what?
It's 7 so said beautiful. Those 2 people were here right now. So awkward.
What? 4 are just okay. Okay, yeah, what the fuck? So 2 ugly votes, but 7 beautiful. So nice. Whatever. They've taken a picture from when I was on holiday in New Zealand about 7 years ago, and a picture when I was very naive about the internet, and I posted a picture of my new leggings. I would never just post a picture of my feet with my feet inside the picture now, I would know better. I was a naive young woman. No comments on here, though.
I feel like WikiFeet has done a lot to like raise the awareness of like foot fetishes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I feel like it's because of WikiFeet that people are scared to put their feet pictures online now.
Yeah, 100%.
So, Oh, God, yeah.
Basically, this is a website where people post pictures of people's feet, and then other people can go on there and write comments and maybe have a cheeky wank and things like that. I'm looking at, if you liked my feet, you might also like Emma Stone's feet and Taylor Swift's feet. Do we have similar feet? She's got bloody 5 out of 5 stars, isn't she? Hey. The best thing though, so you have to find someone who's fairly popular and then look at the comments.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have a look if we can find some freaky comments.
I've never been on this site. This site is pretty unhinged, I'm not gonna lie.
I remember we did that cursed stream where we talked about this for ages.
Yes.
Lids, and we found that like Oprah Winfrey has like the most hated feet on WikiFeet.
Does she, Oprah? Let's try.
I'm looking at the lowest rated feet. I'm going for ugly feet right now.
I want ones that people are wanking over.
Oprah Winfrey's the lowest rated, Harry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey. She is. Why?
I don't know. Everyone just hates her feet. I don't get it, because I hate feet anyway, so... Like,
half of these pictures, you can't even see her feet.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe there's like a toe.
Foot fetishes are weird, man.
Oh, God. So, okay, some of the pictures of her feet, that it ain't... It's got like this bone protruding out. You all right, Oprah?
Is that a bunion?
I don't know. All right, what have you got, Lydia?
I'm on Taylor Swift's. Unfortunately, she seems to be getting a fair amount of hate as well, even though she gets 5 out of 5. But there's comments like, not sure why she insists on showing off her underwhelming feet, especially those unappealing toes. But credit where credit is due for showing off that boob job. I just wish she would enhance her feet also. Her feet are only okay in a 2 to 3 starish way. Max to the max.
Nice rhyming.
What possessed you to like go on this forum and write mean things about Taylor Swift's feet? Why?
This review of Oprah's feet from Pirip says, these are the most captivating feet I've ever laid eyes on. Ooh, pure perfection.
Oh my God.
Top of the list. A guild favorite. Fantastic.
Oh, love that.
Have you guys looked at this website? There's a Feet of the Year awards.
They ran
a contest. Someone called Neely Kafer won with 52.28% of the vote.
Where were the men's feet?
There's also gift shop and dating platform.
What the hell?
Fuck.
Okay.
God, sorry. I'm so
this
lost.
This is so captivating. Firstly, are you guys into feet at all? Because to me, it's always been a very strange geography that I don't
it's
get.
It's grim. It's grim. Not for me.
G Star Games, I think, is into feet.
Is that not a joke, though, or is she literally into feet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is she live on Twitch at this point? I feel like I don't know.
And ask her expertise.
Yeah, first things first, we need to find out if G is literally, like, actually into a feet or if it's like it's a joke. Yeah. Also, looking for male celebs, WikiFeet men.
Oh.
There's some sexy men feet on here as well.
Top races.
Tom Felton, let's check out your feet. Oh, lovely. Mm. Loving the ankle band. Oh, perfect position. Oh, so many weird fucking comments. And there is a gift shop. You can buy a hoodie that says "Don't drink" and WikiFeet. So
what?
I know what Ralph is getting for Christmas.
What does that mean?
This whole site.
Does that mean like you just wank yourself like, silly or something?
Is it meant to be like ironically like self-aware, or is it? I don't get it.
I don't really know. I'm so confused.
There's like shirts and hats and water bottles and like pajamas that say WikiFeet on it.
And love like, feet and prosper.
Imagine actually wearing that.
It's horrible merchandise as well. It's so ugly. Like
this is shit. Yeah. It's
what is the
shit.
Dating platform all about?
I'm
hello. Hello.
I'm a man. I'm interested in women. My email address. Let me make a 10-minute mail.
So also, I realized I didn't answer your question, which is very suspicious. I am not into feet, Harry. I wouldn't say I'm one of those people who is like disgusted by them. I know some people are like, I look at feet and I feel sick. Obviously, yeah. If they're like dirty or like long toenails or
they're mechanical, you know, bits of the body, right? They're working hard. They're doing bits. They have a job. They're not meant to be these kind of glorious pieces of us. They're there to do a job. I don't feel like, you know.
Yeah, but I still
gonna be the nicest kept bit.
I still feel like everyone should at least try and keep their feet, if you know, a little bit nice. Like cut your toenails, that is very important, and wash your feet, very important. And as long as you're doing that, they'll be all right. If you get hard skin, you can like.
But I'm not like fucking paying money to like get like a fucking foot lift.
Oh my god! I hope that exists.
There's like those weird like foot masks you can get that like like a face mask for your foot though, right?
It's like a big sock. It's meant to like like a wet sock. It's meant to moisturize your feet.
It means you can just like, basically just, it peels all the skin off your feet. It's kind of grim.
I guess I don't understand what like why do people love feet? That's what I'm searching.
Oh, I think we may have talked about this in the podcast before because I know this. Okay. It's like a weird connection in your brain where like something to do with like the operation of your feet or something is right next to your kink module in your brain or something like that.
What?
So some people get it like twisted.
This is like, fucking pseudoscience nonsense.
Why do people love feet? Let's see. Oh, god damn it. There was a scientist brain thing I read about this once. And it's something to do with where it is in your brain.
You're just speaking from personal experience right now.
No, I'm not, because I fucking hate it.
Let me read this to you. Yeah. Ramachandran said he solved the mystery of foot fetishes while studying the brain malfunctions that led to phantom limb syndrome, a condition where amputees feel like the missing limbs are still attached to their body and they can't lose their limb, can't move those limbs. He found that the syndrome resulted when a person's body image map, the brain's map of the body, in which the body part associated with and controlled by different regions of the brain fail to erase that part of the map that corresponded to the amputated limb. In the case of phantom foot patients, I don't know, like, what is this? How does this get to the point? Phantom foot patients feel sexual pleasure, even orgasms in their missing feet. Wait, what? In the case of phantom foot patients, I don't know what I've stumbled upon, but this is madness. This is the most amazing doctor's name as well. I'm never going to be able to pronounce it. Ramachandran found that the amputee's brains didn't fail to erase the missing foot from the body's image map. They accidentally rewired that map in a way that caused the person's phantom foot to become sexy. Phantom foot patients reported that feeling sexual pleasure, even orgasms, in their missing feet. Long after Ramachandran began his work on phantom limb syndrome, it had been noted that the brain areas associated with genitalia and feet are adjacent to each other in the brain's body image map.
That's what I tried to say, but Peggy.
But no one else put two and two together and realized that foot fetishes could possibly result from the cross-wiring of brain between foot and genital part.
So does that mean it's quite common then? Like foot fetishes are pretty common.
Yeah, it's kind of common, yeah.
Is it, like, what are the most, like, how many people have a foot fetish? Like,
I think the reason I find foot fetishes personally kind of gross is like, when I think, I mean, I see just foot as a body part, whatever. But like, I know it's like you like sucking their toes and stuff like that. And I just think that to me is disgusting. That, like your feet get more like masochism, sweaty. Right?
That feels like that's something else. That's not just a foot fetish. That's like,
you're not just looking at them.
BDSM stuff.
Speaking of, I got to call you out, Led. You fucking posted my toes and my feet on your
Twitter. I did.
For free.
What? They were
you
being
posted
leaked.
My toes being licked.
Licked by my cat.
My toes
Columbo.
Were leaking. You fucking posted my foot getting licked, you fucking creep.
But it's in a sock.
Creep.
It's in a sock.
And you filmed it as well,
and
you
I filmed it and
pervert.
I've been absolutely jacking to it every night since.
That is so hot. That is so fucking hot.
I feel like if it's in a sock or in a shoe, it's fine. It's the naked foot, which suddenly becomes
absolutely... Oh, fuck. Free the toes, yeah. Lydia. Come on.
Well, it's too sexy, the naked foot. Like, put some clothes on, you little whore. Put some socks on.
So, okay, the thing is, the reason that I don't like this, like, scientific, like, kind of answer to the foot fetish problem is it just makes it seem like any logical, like anyone, there's nothing, there is strictly nothing sexy about them, right? So it's just like a brain whoopsie that makes you like the feet. That feels
it's a brain whoopsie.
Like, that doesn't feel like a really good answer because people... I don't know. I don't like that as an answer.
Sigmund Freud, is that how you say his name? He said it was, he thinks it's because that children saw their mother's genitals when they were a kid and were surprised to not see a penis. So they grew attachment to other limbs that looked like a penis, apparently. What sort of fucking foot looks like a penis to you, you weird cunt?
What is wrong with that man?
Go fuck your mum.
Well, he wants to. He's bloody desperate to. What is wrong with that man?
That is one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I refuse to believe that. Thing is, right, okay, when it comes to foot fetishes, I'm not like kink shaming here. If you just like looking at your partner's feet and it turns you on, or you like looking at pictures of online and it turns you on, whatever. Like, as long as it's not hurting anyone, but the amount of messages I get which are like, oh, send me a picture of your feet and like,
I'm sorry. Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry, Lydia. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, come fuck on. Off, Harry. And it's just like, if you push your fetish onto other people that aren't consenting to it, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, fuck off.
No matter what they ask, yeah, they're scumbags.
Then that's, or like people taking my picture and uploading it onto this website. It's so weird. Like, I'm laughing about it, but it is bizarre. Like, if you're just enjoying it and you're slipping your penis in between your partner's toes and having a toe job, then good for you. But if you push it onto other people, that is wrong.
The mind boggles at the visual imagery of that. The mind really boggles, doesn't it?
Also, I associate foot fetishes with men. I don't think I've ever known of a woman to have a foot fetish.
I'm Googling it.
Okay. Okay.
Woman foot fetish. Wait, no, that's going to
bring up women's feet, yeah.
Woman.
Who has a foot fetish?
Woman who has a feet fetish.
But is that just because men are usually louder about their kind of sexual preferences?
Because men are gross. You're all fucking gross.
Is that it? Like, I don't know. Is that just like by the statistical data? I imagine it's basically the same.
Wait, okay, I found one.
He's reacting to something.
I'm a straight woman with a foot fetish. It started as me just having the desire to massage his feet while we talked about his day. It has since progressed to me asking him to rub my clit with his toes. He has very nice looking feet.
Fuck me, dude. No. I mean, that's so peak, let alone having to write about that on the internet. That's fucking crazy. That's a crazy thing to write on the internet. That is fucking crazy. It's crazy you do that. It's crazy that you'd write about that on the internet.
Like, Batman couldn't get that info out of me. Like, that just to willingly put that on the internet. What the fuck?
The self-report is so huge.
That is insane. Yeah.
Hands up. I'm doing some crazy shit in the bedroom. Like,
the thing is,
this is on that you know, that ask and question one, Quora or whatever it's called. So there's a lot of like women that just have their full name in this thread, just being like, "Yep, I fucking love toes."
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That's crazy. So there are women, crazy thing to do.
Women are into that kind of thing. It's just maybe less talked about, whereas men are just yapping nonstop about how they love feet. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Just to vaguely bring it back to the question.
Oh, right. Yeah, the question.
Well, I mean, part of me wants to find your wife's feet online, but obviously it's making you very uncomfortable, so I don't really want to... I don't want to make them uncomfortable. Their partners, they've got a WikiFeet page. I guess, you know, you can empathize with them, Lydia. You can understand how you feel having a WikiFeet page, which honestly, you seem not fucked around at all.
If it was like personal pictures that they'd somehow hacked or whatever, but those are like, also, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky thing because if someone, for me, those pictures aren't sexual. They are literally just like, I'm on holiday or these are my leggings. There have been instances where people do take pictures and they very overtly sexualize them. And I hate that. Mm-hmm. For this, maybe it's, I don't even know the psychology behind it. Maybe it's because I don't think feet are sexy.
I think because this is easier to see it as funny rather than creepy.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
This doesn't pass down, like this recontextualization of a picture of you in still a kind of sexual manner is overtly just ridiculous.
It's silly.
Because you don't find feet. Like, things. I wonder if your mind would change if you found feet sexy.
Yeah.
Would you feel like a piece of you is like? I do wonder if that would change. I don't know.
It's a weird one. But yeah, I think you've nailed it on the head, because that's happened to me before with pictures and I've been really upset by it. But this just feels silly and stupid. Like, I can't take it seriously.
On the first part of this question, I didn't think that this guy had a foot fetish, but now I've just realized that he recently found that his partner has a WikiFeet page. So now I'm like, wait a minute, you were on that website looking up toes, mate. Something's gone on here.
I read it as that means that, like, she told him or something. I recently discovered that my partner has a WikiFeet page. So maybe she just told him, like, oh, did you know there's a weird WikiFeet about me? I feel like he would have said if he was also into fucking feet, you know?
Yeah. I think the problem is with him here, though, like, it certainly, like, because she doesn't seem that bothered by it. And, like, unless she's like Taylor Swift, I wouldn't worry too much about a million guys looking it up. I don't know, but what if these guys just scroll through all day, like the fucking hoodie says, don't drink in WikiFeet.
But I feel like that kind of mentality of like, just there's a million guys jacking, that's just bad mentality. Like, you gotta move on from that. Like, if you otherwise you could say that about posting a picture on Instagram. You could say it about a million things. You know what I mean? That's such a, like, you can't control that. You should only be worried about things that you can kind of control and have an impact on. You can't, trust me, you probably won't be able to get that article deleted on WikiFeet. So that shit is there to stay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I think that's a good way of looking at it. Like, it sounds horrible, but being part of being with someone that will have any kind of like fame, no matter, you know, what kind of size it is that people, it's horrible, but they will do stuff like this. And unfortunately, as the partner, it's kind of something you just have to come to terms with. Like, you are entitled to be upset and fight and be uncomfortable about it, but it is kind of part of it. I wish it wasn't, but it is. And like Harry said, if you can't control it and it's not upsetting her and she's fine with it, you've got to learn to, like, deal with it and not have those intrusive thoughts.
Honestly, just not think about it. Just ignore, just remove, and don't think about, because that will just drive you insane, and that will
absolutely be bad. And Harry's right. You could start. You could think that about anything. Are you uploading an Instagram picture? How many guys are wanking off to this? Like, you can't control that part of the, like, you just can't. The only way to stop that is for your girlfriend to literally stop posting, and that's controlling her, and she won't want to
exactly
do that. So it's something that you have to come
equally
to terms with.
I would say I do think, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, it's a ridiculous fucking website
for
what I would view as a, sure, everyone to their own, but a ridiculous fucking fetish. I just think you gotta fucking laugh about it. It's fucking, it's mind-blowing. Like, it's like, imagine this was for ears or something. Do you know what I mean? Just imagine this was like something else on the body that, like, not many people find attractive. I think you just have to fucking have a laugh about it with her.
No, there's ear fetishes.
No!
Of course there is. There's a fetish for every bit of the body. But, like, you know, something just as strange as feet. I feel like you just got to laugh about it. Who cares? Yeah. Come on. Like, I'm sorry it's making you upset. But also, you know, I'm not sorry because you didn't drop a link, so, you know, come on,
sake.
Sharing, mate.
Update episode.
Yeah, that's probably good plan you didn't drop the link, because we certainly would have just read it. I mean, I would have liked to have known what rating they got.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's upset. Maybe they got a low rating.
Is it better than mine?
Yeah, maybe take homage and it's better rated than Lydia's.
Oh.
That's nice. I'm just sad me and Ravs don't have articles. I don't think there are any pictures of my feet out there.
Did you not? Have you not posted pictures of your little red shorts and your feet have been in it? No?
No. No, I'm always kind of conscious to not include the feet, which is kind of strange. Not that I think anyone is going to go jack off to my feet. Maybe I like that. Maybe that's a comforting comforting knowledge. Someone out there jacked off to these feet.
I just went to WikiFeet Men and, like, fucking, there's just pictures, videos of Mr. Beast and Ludwig everywhere.
Oh, God.
Nice. Nice stuff, isn't it? Should we move on? That's been like 20 minutes of
feet. That's been a really long feet conversation.
Ludwig has a 5. Okay, I'm closing it.
All right, next question.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG. where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at HealthyGamerGG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Dear Zero Degrees, aka Hatshat, I don't agree with that.
Do not endorse.
I find myself in a strange predicament. I have an interview coming up, and in the past, I found that having a good wank and imagining the interviewer, male or female, getting a facial from me is a good way to calm myself and prepare.
No.
Sort of like imagining people wear underwear. But I recently told a friend this, and they were shocked by this practice. And I say I'm really making it worse for myself and not being respectful to my interviewers. So I put it to the Council of Zero Degrees. Is this discrimination against interviewers, or is my friend just being overly sensitive about my own personal ways of relieving stress? Sincerely, Hindu McBongus. I just had to read that name because it's another quality name. It's a quality name.
Fucking Hindu McBongos, what a name.
I mean, I don't love it. I don't love this question.
this is a weird gray area, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think it was fine until you told anyone.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. One of those things that the crime is committed as soon as you shared it instantly. Because it was harmless and now it's harmful.
But this is like a step up from the old tip, which is just imagine them naked or in their underpants. Yeah, this is like the interview easier. This is like
nuclear war version of that.
You fucking hit the big red button, mate. What the fuck are you doing?
You're crazy. It's a crazy thing to do. It's a crazy fucking thing to do.
It's weird. It's weird, isn't it? I can't get...
Because in a weird way, that's still kind of fantasizing about these people, and it's kind of strange.
There's also a weirdness there of, like, it feels weirdly like asserting of dominance, which I don't love. Do you know what I mean? There's a weird, like... Dude, I think it's probably got to stop.
You shouldn't do that. Like, it's a hard one, right? Because having those thoughts to yourself, like, people, let's face it, have inappropriate thoughts about people all the time. Like, it happens. Like, you know, sometimes you just can't control what your brain's thinking.
We're not the thought police, Lydia.
We're not the thought police. Like, it does, you know, it happens. And even the advice, imagine them naked. Well, that's still really, like, weird, imagining someone naked. Like, that's still a bizarre thing to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very, like, common phrase. So just thinking those things is not, like, bad. But then... Yeah, telling your friend and saying you're imagining, like, coming on their face makes it feel so derogatory and gross.
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't know. I don't know why it changes, but it does.
I just think you become a psychopath when you think do. That's that's a cool thing to say. Doing this still pretty out there. That's pretty crazy. But saying it to your friend is fucking
don't
mental.
Tell your friend. Because, like, people... Like, we'll have, you know, they'll have sexual thoughts about people and stuff like that. And it, you know, as long as it's, like, in your brain.
Okay, wait. This
solo
is
brain time.
No, but I think this is an important bit of the question, right? There's nothing, apart from the sexual act, there's nothing else sexual
about their thoughts
about this person. It is purely, like, this kind of weird dynamic power, of, like, power or something.
Like, breaking them down, humiliating
Which,
them.
Just like,
thing.
God, dude. This is it to get confidence. This is what the line. This is what you gotta get. Like,
but then essentially, isn't that?
Oh my god! Wait,
imagining
them. Do they have to do this to send in this question?
Oh my! Oh god, no!
Hindu McBongos.
No. But the thing is, right, isn't imagining them naked, that's not a sexual thing. It's meant to put them in a situation which is weak and embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you have strength and confidence over them. So it's taking that scenario, but just like putting it to 11, you know? So I can't honestly.
What
this
do you
is
think,
such...
Ravs? I've got to be Lydia both.
I honestly think this guy is a fucking maniac and he has to be stopped. And I think if we ever, if anyone called the Hindu McBongos applies to your job, like, just don't even give him an interview, man. Like, don't do it. Blacklist Hindu McBongos from getting a job. Why are you going to so many interviews? Don't be a creepy power dynamic wanting cunt. Like, yeah.
I guess that's where it also, it feels like to me something you would read in a book like The Game. It feels like a kind of pseudo masochistic, like overbearing. I don't know. It feels weird to me. It feels like a weird, this is a simple power trick to establish dominance. And it's like, what?
Yeah, right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like in like a hustler's book or something. Yeah. Probably like
some fucking Silicon Valley, like, you know, internal talking. It's like, yeah, Steve Jobs did this. Steve Jobs always whacked off before he met someone.
Like, what do you guys do to like amp yourself up for an interview or a meeting or something? Because I just listen to fucking hype music.
I get myself fired up.
Like, listen to some rap, hip hop, something. Just get me fucking going.
I listen to like Kanye West. I listen to like Power same. And Monster, and I listen to those kind of songs. And then I'm like, boom, yeah. Like, I just nice, innocent. That I don't imagine. Yep. Spaffing on anyone's face.
Yeah, I just try to make myself feel like a boss and then go do some shit. I don't have a fucking creepy weird wank and be like, well, time to go do an interview.
Oh my, I do like to think that he's maybe doing it like at least not at the venue.
Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, fuck. He's like in the lobby, so he gets a look at their face. He's like, I just have to be right back. And then he goes away for a 20-minute toilet wank.
Yeah, how is he imagining the interview? How do you know what they look like?
Yeah, right? He must have to do it at the place, and that's even be like, weirder. Yeah.
I mean, that would be bad. That would be really fucking bad.
Maybe I mean, that feels like sexual assault almost. That feels like really, really wrong.
That's wrong. Maybe it's like the second interview. Like, you know, he can't... You can't do it on the first one because you don't know what they look
like. Can we stop like trying to break down his strap?
I don't know. I am honestly not condoning what he does because I genuinely think it is weird and gross. And just listen to some fucking music, dude, and pump yourself up. Don't actually pump yourself whilst thinking about people.
No pumping. No pumping. Don't add music into the list. You'll become overconfident.
It's just kind of weird. It's just kind of weird.
I just feel like it's just way... Again, I just think you just should have told no one. No one should have learned of this ever.
No. Keep those
your friend is right. This is a crazy thing to do. Mm-hmm, like, I'm sorry. I feel bad shitting on our viewers, but like our listeners. But like,
but
this is a crazy fucking thing. I think people are going to agree.
I think that they want us to shout at them sometimes. Though I feel like they need it. Otherwise, they're going to go do some stupid shit. We're trying to hold you to. We're trying to make you better people. Yeah. Listeners, degreeers.
It's clearly failing because this question is unhinged. It's an unhinged question.
Yeah. Can't be doing that. No. Shame on you. Shame.
Shame.
Okay,
shame.
Should we go to the next question? Okay. Hopefully it's not masturbatory related.
I hope not.
Fingers crossed. The belly button bonanza. Help!
Oh, God.
Recently, I, young male, went to a friend's going away party and got quite smashed. Following the party, I adjourned to another mate's house and spent the night. Unfortunately, I had to share a bed with yet another friend, male, and in my drunken sleep, I began to spoon my friend. I then must have dreamt my friend was my girlfriend and started rubbing his belly, only to immediately wake up and realize that this was my mate and not my girlfriend. To make matters worse, I only realized once I had tickled his hairy belly button, literally jumped when I realized and crawled as far away as I could. He said nothing. I don't even know if he realized. I now feel hideous and don't know how to proceed. Should I just keep the unspoken for life? Kind regards, the accidental belly button tickler. Huge fan. Sorry, this was long.
This was actually quite short. So
yeah, I mean, in comparison.
It was actually, you know, decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, decent sized.
Okay.
God, have any of you guys ever done anything like this or not?
I 100%. Spoon my mates in my sleep. Like, I went away with some friends in April and I was spooning a friend. She left and slept on the sofa. I think I was a bit
handsy. My god.
Oh my god, Liz.
That is brutal.
Not in a like...
Are you okay? That's fucking rip. That is rip. You lost.
Jesus Christ.
Not in a appropriate handsy way, but like, I think she just, I was taking up so much space in the bed and had rolled over and was spooning her that she was like, fucking hell, I cannot sleep. This woman is suffocating me.
You've got fucking giggle lids in the bed, fucking yeah, taking giggle it all lids. Up. Jesus. And,
I got rejected. So yeah, I definitely do that. I've never done anything inappropriate though, like, I don't know, rub their belly button or anything like
how
that.
How inappropriate always... is right? It feels like probably the most harmless thing.
I mean, it's pretty harmless considering how far your sleeping mind
that does also could... feel like a dangerous yeah. zone to have your hand wandering around in though.
Well,
like,
oh god,
that,
yeah,
that
yeah,
is
Jesus
not far
Christ.
From the danger zone. Like,
oh,
Jesus
yeah,
Christ,
yeah, yeah.
Like, no, if it was like, good. Oh, I accidentally gave him like a back massage. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's mm. like, that's, you know, chilling. But like, your hand was going to like, to the never end. Region.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you hadn't realized how much further would that have went, you know?
Oh my god. Have you guys ever
just
done
start
like
jacking
that?
Off your mate.
No.
Oh, I just thought you were my girlfriend. Sorry.
I haven't. I've never like mistaken someone for someone else like in no. in that way. Thank fuck. Like, I don't know. Is this that weird? Is it that bad? You know, like. Just your homie and you were half asleep and if he didn't realise, like...
I feel like the weird bit is he hasn't realised. I don't... The question...
Well, that's the weird bit. Maybe you have to tell him.
I feel like you got to tell him. This is the opposite of the last question. This is one you got to tell the homie about. Like, because
yeah.
if he does know but is pretending he doesn't know and is, like, actually, like, whispering about, like, oh, fucking, you know, whatever, did this weird thing away belly button, like, you don't want that to suddenly
yeah.
become, like, a rumour or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to own that shit straight up.
You got to own it.
Yeah, this shit was so funny. Haha, wasn't that so funny?
But then there's also the nightmare where he's like, I liked it. Or something like that, you know,
based.
What if the homie?
now you got a belly button, homie.
Oh my goodness. There's definitely a belly button fetish, without a fucking doubt.
Oh, 100%.
At first I was thinking maybe the person was just asleep and it was just an innocent whoopsies and just don't bring it up and just carry on with your life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you make a good point. What if he realized it was happening and is now a bit freaked out and maybe thought that you were awake and was like, why is he touching my belly button? So maybe it depends how long ago this was that this sleepover happened, but maybe you could be like, dude, like, oh, I just had the weirdest flashback. I think I thought you were my girlfriend when we were sleeping
over. I think you came in my mouth. I think I fucking sucked you off.
I think I sucked you
off. No, don't say that. Don't fucking say that.
No, and I think I might have like rubbed your belly button. How fucking weird is that? I am so sorry. Like, oh, bizarre. Or whatever, you know, like. And
oh,
then,
but did you like it?
did you like it? Just curious.
Nice?
But like, hopefully they'll just laugh and then your conscience is clear.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he pulled out like a little bit of like t-shirt fluff or something that might have been in the guy's belly button.
Yeah, he's like, it's like ancient warriors used to cut off ears. He's like, yes, my trophy. Another one for my collection.
It's scary, like not scary, but it is like thinking about that. What if you did just start like kissing them or, you know, like in your sleep thinking it was your partner, like, or got, yeah, like really inappropriately handsy. Like, Christ, that would be... a fucking nightmare.
Be
Jesus.
Great. Be really be lovely for everyone.
Harry would love it when him and Rouse were having a little sleepover.
Kiss a homie.
Is that what's going to happen at TwitchCon? Mm-hmm. You
come on, kiss
a
homie. Share
me
around.
And Harry are sharing a little hotel room in Vegas.
Come on, bro.
Kiss a homie.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's nice
I'll
for the homies.
I'll take your belly button.
kiss my fucking belly button, Rouse. kiss my belly button. Come on. I think you just got to fucking own that shit. I feel like the thing is he might be actually like a bit weirded out by it and you need to clear the air. Like that's the worst case scenario, right? Is he does know but he's pretending he doesn't know and he's really like he feels awkward about it. You don't have to fuck the relationship with your friend over some stupid thing. Because it's a pretty understandable. I don't feel like any of us, you know, when we read that, I don't think any of us were like, oh, they're lying. They just wanted to rub the belly button. Do you know what I mean? It seems very much like a mistake that could be made.
Or you could be like, oh, I had this like weird flashback. Like, did I touch your belly button when we were sharing a bed? And if they go, what? No, I don't think so. It's like, oh, okay. That must have.
So
must
you
have been,
didn't notice.
I must have had a dream about it or something. I don't know.
We'll touch you harder next time.
You need to try and work out whether they know because maybe they just don't know. And this whole anxiety worrying about it is all for nothing.
You could joke about it with another mate that you think they would have told if they No, because then you're just spreading your own rumor. Spread your own rumor about yourself.
Yeah, that's not. Don't not listen to this man, Harry.
Bad advice, time. Alternate bad advice.
Okay.
Gaslight your friend and say he asked you to rub his belly button. Spread that around to all your mates. Make him the weird one.
Yeah, that I do like. That is the best way to get ahead of things. Is just fucking set them up. Set them up
exactly.
Massively.
Set them up for fail.
Oh,
that
God.
Is pretty cruel.
I feel like they're quite proud of it. The way they kind of refer to themselves as the belly button bonanza and the belly button tickler. I feel like they're. I think they really liked it.
I think this guy has a belly button fetish. Honestly, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's a buttoner.
I'm wondering how long he was rubbing the belly before he went for the belly button.
Did it say it was like patting the belly, right? Or rubbing it?
Rubbing.
It's like water going around, like, you know, a sinkhole, you know?
Oh,
whoa,
God, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Should we do a random one?
Let's do a random. Let's do a random to take us out.
To take us out.
All right, sounds good to me.
Should I get random.org up? Who wants it?
I don't mind.
You go for it.
If it's even, Lydia gets it. And if it's odd, Rav gets it.
Okay.
Okay, 566. One sec. Okay, 176.
Okay, 176. I work harder than my boss, but they receive all the praise. Is there anything I can do?
It's a really good short question.
Oof.
Nice and short and snappy, I like it.
Straight to the point.
This is pretty hard without any like further context, right?
But yeah, it depends like in the place you work, because sometimes like some places I disagree with this, but like when you are promoted to boss or whatever, it's almost like you've paid your dues. Mm. You don't have to do as much work, and you can delegate and manage and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
when does that happen for me? When do I get that?
Harry's got the reverse.
It's been ten years, Ralph. So when do I?
Harry has 17 jobs and is just constantly busy. So I think
you
just need to start. Harry, you're missing the part where you start hiring more people and delegating.
Yeah, that's true. Pain. Oh fuck! It's a hard. I feel like make someone else aware, right? Like make someone else aware of that your actions are the ones, you know, giving the praise. Equally, it also sounds like probably a problem with your boss not giving you the praise.
Mm.
Like it should be a passed down system, right? Your boss receives praise for the work that him and his team have done. Then the boss should pass equal amount, if not more, praise down to the people who put the work together to do that. Like I feel like it just sounds like you got a shit boss who's not. You know, that shit should be flowing down and through, and instead it's just. Sounds like your boss is just collecting the praise and going, yummy praise all for me.
I guess it's a tricky one, right? Because, with the way a lot of companies are set up, like, it is bullshit. The people above you will get praise for stuff that you've done. And I hate to say it, like, it's a part of life because it shouldn't be a part of life. But that is just so common in a lot of workspaces where people that have been there longer and have climbed the rank just seem to automatically get more, which is really frustrating. And it shouldn't be like that. But again, like you said, without enough context, is there someone below your boss that you can talk to? I guess what could they do? Because that person's probably their boss as well. It is tricky.
Yeah, they might be in agreement with you. They might be like, yeah, he's a asshole.
Boss also is weird, right? Does that mean that they are like, I imagine, does this person work at a pub and they're the owner of the pub? Or is that just their manager? Or, you know, like how, if it's just your overall boss and there's like no one, you know, if it's a tiny company, then I don't know, there's not much you can do. But if you're part of like some giant corporate structure and your boss is actually just your manager, then it feels like there's a lot you can do to get, you know, be made more aware of and get the praise that you're after.
Mm.
I'm unsure. I feel like if they specifically answer it, it's hard for that person, but I do feel like it shouldn't be like a, I don't feel like it should be like an unmotivating moment. Like I feel like you can take that energy and go further with it, get someone else to recognize it. Honestly, speak to your boss about it. If it doesn't say that they're like, it's obviously written quite snarkily, but it doesn't say that they hate their fucking boss. You can say that to them and be like, this sucks. Like I do think there are loads of different solutions that you could pursue.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're at your job to make bank. You getting the money? you get paid well and shit like that. That's the main thing. It's fuck a little pat on the head, unless you want like a promotion or some shit. But like, you know, if you're working hard, you'll probably get that, right? If your job has promotions.
But, yeah, it's an like, interesting you know. Question. It's hard to answer it without more context.
It's
a good one. It's a good. You know what? For a random question, I mean, that's a pretty good. I said that's an above average random question.
It's kind of been so bad.
Ones that you know, the pool of. I mean, right near it is actually I quite like. I was about to say, would
the
you
one
be
below
able
it?
To, one below
the
it. One below
okay,
it?
Bonus question.
Hi, Barry, Lids and Rav, is who I bids on to win the race. I once saw a dog eating a can of cider and I don't know how to feel. That was literally right below it.
I'm not putting that in the video. I'm not, that doesn't even get its own slide. No. I'm not doing it in the video.
That's the quality of what we could have ended up with.
Well, how does that make him feel? You don't know how to feel confused?
I'd feel confused. Who is who I bids on to win the race? What race?
I don't know.
What race?
Is he doing dog racing?
I think he just tried to do a cute rhyme and it didn't make any sense. Or he's on acid because like he saw a dog eating a can of cider.
It's a crazy question that isn't a question. Yeah. It's like a lot of them. It's brilliant
stuff. And on
stuff.
That note.
On that wonderful ending. What a brilliant one to end on.
Beautiful note.
So again, we had two pretty grim questions today, but maybe three if you feel weird about belly button tickling. Please do send in some like maybe some questions about some family or friends or something, or a problem in your life that's normal and not about wanking and coming and stuff. You know, the questions have been great lately, but please, any normal questions?
Some normal questions would be nice. They are hard to find amongst the chaos of just sexual related ones, but
yeah,
you know, the trouble is we keep answering the sexual related ones. We're head patting them, Ravs. We're giving them the praise.
Fuck, we're giving them the praise.
We gotta be like the boss. Don't give them the praise for the good for the sexual ones, and then they'll send in the ones we want.
God damn it. Okay. Well, you can send them in. Send the links in the description, or you can go to pickaxe.uk/0degrees or yogcat.st/0degrees.
Look at that.
Is that right?
Look at that. Something
CD?
Like that.
Or a CD. Something like that.
The link is very findable. It's in all our chats. And of course, thank you for everyone who's joined the Patreon.
Thank you.
Hopefully probably not by next episode, because I think we're doing a little guest episode.
We're going to have a little guest on, potentially, should do.
So maybe the episode after that, we'll probably announce all the Patreon stuff properly. But everyone who signs up in the meantime, we appreciate it. It's very generous. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for reviewing. Thank you for sending in your questions. Hope you guys have enjoyed.
Hope you enjoyed those trailers last week as well. They were pretty wacky. I laughed my ass off listening to them. They were so good.
I thought they were hilarious. I thought Sam did a great job editing them. Really good.
Very, very good.
Alright guys, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Alright, bye-bye. See ya. Bye.
Ciao.